Would you ever tell your husband how much you're making?
No.
Why?
No way. That's for me. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Minds in Neutral with your favorite hosts, Rina and
Shahad.
Shahad, tell me.
Tell you
how's,
what?
How's life been? I'm taking my wisdom teeth out today.
Yeah. Are you prepared?
I don't know. I'm scared. I'm so scared. I don't know how it's going to go.
I think you're going to be fine.
I hope I'm going to be fine. Anytime that I talk to anyone, they're like, you're going to be fine. It's okay. Like, I healed in 2 days. And then some people tell me they healed in like 3 weeks. So.
You're going to heal in 1 day.
No. You think so?
Yeah.
Let's hope so. I don't know. One of my teeth is laying flat. The other one's like squished. And like one is out. And the other one's chilling. So. They're just all different cases, but I'm going to keep Shahad updated. Later, she's going to get a snap of me super swollen on my left side.
Oh, my God. I'm going to enjoy that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy that.
I will.
Maybe. No. I was going to say we'll put a picture up here, but no. I don't know how to feel about that. No.
No.
That's not going to be a cute picture of me. But, yeah, inshallah, like, the whole situation goes well, and it doesn't cause so much pain, and I end up healing really fast.
Inshallah.
But yeah, you know, me and Shahad were on a call the other day, and I was like, she was on a call with me from her laptop, and I was overhearing what she was like scrolling on TikTok. And one of the TikToks was like about comparing American men to Russian men
versus Russian men. Yeah.
And how they like view 50-50 and like having their woman pay. And all the American men were like, oh, she's an adult. Like, she has to pay for herself. Like, she obviously has to, like, you know, help out with the bills and everything. And all the Russian men were like, some of them were talking about their girlfriends.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? It wasn't even their wife. They're like, well, she's my girlfriend, so obviously I'm going to take care of the bills. And it just, like, I remember Shahad's reaction was like, that's funny. Or like, that's interesting. And when I heard that, I was just thinking to myself, I was like, that is like, you know, like the way that the Russian men were reacting, I felt like that was the normal reaction.
Yeah. And because, like, the way that American men were reacting, they were so thrown off.
They were, like, disgusted.
Yeah. Of the question. They're like, why are you even asking that question?
Yeah, exactly. And then that was so confusing to me because I was like, none of them even suggested, I'd love to help out. Yeah. Or I'd love to cover everything. But, you know, financially, you know, I can't. Yeah. But then all of them were like, huh? Like, obviously she needs to pay her own bills. Or, like, obviously she needs to help out.
She and needs I was to just be like, independent.
Yeah. One of them was like, oh, she's not, I don't know if that's what he said, but he said something like, oh, she's not a kid. Like, obviously she's going to need to, like, work for herself. And then one of them was, like, trying to be a bit encouraging. I think it was the last American man that was like, you know, I would just want to see her, like, succeed in her career.
No, I think he was just trying to, like, cover up his bluff.
Yeah. He was given fluffy talk. Like, we all knew what the intention was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. She had, like, when I saw that video, I was really thinking to myself, I was like, okay, does 50-50 ever work? Is it ever applicable? Because, you know, like, in our Arab culture, it's been normal, like, since the day we were born, that it's like, okay, the man covers, like, everything, takes care of everything. We don't have to do much, you know? If we want to, we could, but we don't have to. I don't know. Do you ever think, like, 50-50 works?
I feel like 50-50 works. I feel like, because, like, in our day now, like, in this generation and the way life is like right now, everything is so expensive.
Yeah, that's
and
so true.
Our wants and needs are, like, up there, you know? Like, you want, like, let's say we're talking about, like, marriage situations, okay? You're like, I want to live in a house or a compound that's clean, that's new, that's, you know, with a good environment. And then it's like, I want my kids to be in a good school, with a good education, with this, with that. All of that stuff, of course, it's going to pile up and it's going to be a lot of money.
Money, yeah,
so
for sure.
I feel like you can't also expect the man to have all of that money.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't make sense. Like, khalas, life is too expensive now. Hatta if you want to, what's it called? I want to make sure that all of my food is fresh and organic.
Or, like, let's say you have a specific diet, you're vegan or something. Like,
exactly.
That, good luck.
All of that stuff, like, adds up.
Yeah.
So I feel like at some point, you will have to end up doing 50-50.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, whoa, he can't provide for all of my needs and wants. Okay, khalas, no.
Like, he's not the one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. But then at the same time, like, I'm trying to be so honest. I don't know if I can truly accept a 50-50 down the line middle, like I cover 50 of the bills, you cover 50 of the bills. I can help out. Like, I feel like I would accept more of a 60-40 or a 70-30. Just me, naturally.
Okay, but like, what would you pay for? Let's say you're doing 70-30. What's your 30?
Like, okay, he would pay for the essentials, like rent and things like that, and like car thing. I don't know. And okay. Then I would help with like, okay, groceries. If the house needs anything, like, you know, cute little furnishings, clothes, like for kids and for us as well. And like,
that's it.
Yeah, but like that stuff adds up. And like, you know, yeah. Okay, like he would pay for the basics and the foundation of us living a good life. And I would pay for the little entertainments. Because that adds up, especially here. You cannot lie to me and tell me that that doesn't add up.
No, because see, actually, my mom told me like such a good point. Like yesterday, she was like, "If you want a man that would pay 100% of everything, then you also need to live with his conditions of life. Like, if in his conditions,
that's so true. If you want
a luxurious life, you will have to pitch in.
Yeah, because
you could be no. I want him to be 100%. I don't want to pay for anything. Khalas, I'll pay for groceries here and there. Okay, then khalas, he's making this much. You guys need to live in an environment where he's able to afford you guys.
That's so true. That's actually so true. Because, like, okay, yes, let's say he covers 100%, but does 100% equal luxury? No.
No.
It might not equal luxury. Yeah. It will equal, like, a comfortable, okay, decent life.
Yeah.
But if you have a standard and you want to live in that standard, you're going to need to chip in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I don't know. I'm thinking, okay, look, in the beginning, like, obviously, like, fresh into marriage, I would most likely be willing to help out. Again, I don't know about 50-50 down the line.
Really?
60-40. Yeah, in the beginning. Like, you guys are moving in together. Okay. Like, things like that. So yeah, many things are fresh. You're also trying to figure out life with this partner that you have. And it's, like, so complicated. And, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, how, like, there's so many little things that go into a house.
Yeah.
Like, you are going into a flat, blank canvas.
Yeah.
And you need to buy towels, curtains, bed sheets, beds,
yeah,
pillows. I don't know.
The thing that you put the soap bar in. The soap bar itself.
Ketchup, mayo, chicken, everything. Like, you are starting from zero. But, like...
But usually, you know, in Egypt...
What do they do?
The man's mother
cooks
them and fills out their fridge.
For how long?
Like, for the beginning, it's filled for, like, a good 2 months. You don't need to buy anything.
Oh, wow.
It's filled.
Wow.
With, like, already made food, pre-prepared food, all of the groceries you would need. And because in Egypt, we have a fridge.
Okay.
And then we have a...
Freezer?
Freezer.
Yeah.
But they're different.
Like, it's in itself.
Yeah. And they're both, like, big.
Yeah.
So everything is filled. The chicken, the lahma, the everything.
Yeah.
That stuff costs so much money.
That does.
I remember my grandma, she went broke after.
Really?
Because it's expensive.
It is. Like, yeah, I'm sure. You're meal planning for this couple. Yeah.
And you're cooking for them and all of that stuff. So it costs a lot of money. So in terms of food, the man takes care of it.
The man's mom. We don't have that.
Yeah.
Plus, as soon as you're married, you need to go figure out how you're going to feed each other,
basically. But I feel like it's just for, like, an easy life, you know.
I like those things that are helping hands. Because, like, even when you were telling me how in Egyptian weddings, you guys, like, a lot of your gifts are, like, money to, like, help, like, almost support the wedding that this couple spent so much on.
Yeah, so it's called nu'at or nukta.
Okay.
And, like, it's basically when you go to a wedding, you give the family, like, money. Support them. And they write it down in a note so that when it's your wedding, they support you with that money. So it's like...
I'm sure we do that too. I remember when my sister got married, like, in her wedding, there was a lot of cash. But then there's a lot of gifts that are, like, moving in gifts.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get, like, finaji, like, little teacups. Yeah. You get, like, vacuums, things like that.
When I graduated high school, people, like, started getting, like, towels and, like,
wow, okay.
Yeah, it's like a gift for my graduation for, like, okay, so, like, when you're get married.
Oh, from now?
Yeah.
From high school?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They got me towels. I think they got me, I don't know, some other stuff. I'm like, brother, what is that?
That is so crazy.
Put it back.
I don't know what that is.
Also, my grandma from when I was like 15, she would tell my mom, you need to start like saving up for her wedding. You need to start buying like the stuff and like hide it away. Like,
yeah, see, this is what's different between our cultures is that, like, in Egyptian culture, you guys, it, like, the wedding is split. It's 50-50 yeah. between the husband and the wife. For us, like, the husband or the husband's family is going to cover everything.
Yeah, that's...
Like, we just basically show up. And, like, okay, I think we help with, like, okay, I'll get my own wedding dress and, like, things like that. But it's, like, mainly associated with the woman. Mm. And, no, like, I know... Oh, my God. Which culture is it? I might be so mistaken, but I remember I had this friend in high school, and she was Nigerian. And they do this one tradition where when the man goes and asks for the woman's hand in marriage and whatever... I don't know how it goes, and like if any Nigerian is watching, they can correct me if I'm wrong, but like they bring suitcases of clothes for the wife, of like pajamas, of dresses, of just all of these things for the wife, like when it's her time to get married. Like it's filled with like her moving in stuff. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't even have to buy anything. Like the husband covers that. But we don't have that. We don't have the whole suitcase situation where the husband...
No. So, there's this other, like, tradition where it's, like, give the wife money until she smiles.
Oh, yeah. I saw that where they, like, keep, like, spraying money on her. Like,
I want that.
Yeah. But that's, again, I think it's Nigerian.
Yeah,
it's a Nigerian tradition. Or maybe, like, I don't know which country. Somewhere, yeah. Some country in Africa. But, like, they do a really cool... I don't know. They have so many traditions. I feel like mainly for us, it's just, like... The man is going to cover majority of the bills. And
hit us.
No, please.
Okay. Anyways.
The man is going to cover majority of the bills when it comes to like... Kitab, nikah.
The ceremony.
The actual wedding ceremony. Yeah. The henna. It's like the girl's bridal shower. I think we do that. Like khalas. Like it's on the girl. Like because it's her party. You know? But I don't think... I think everything else is pretty much covered by the man.
No, it's completely different in Egypt. It's 50-50. Wedding, 50-50.
Moving in,
50-50. I have the kitchen, you have the living room, I have the one of the kids' bedroom, you have the...
That makes it so much easier, though, because it's just, like, you know exactly what's been, like, who contributed to what. Do you get what I mean?
No.
Like, it makes it easier instead of, okay, you bought the house... Or not you bought the house. Like, you're renting the house. And then, like, okay, you buy the couches. I buy this. I buy, you know, you buy the fridge. I buy this. Like, that confuses it. Instead of just, like, khalas. Like,
this section is
for you. Yeah. This section is for me. And, like, we'll just keep filling it.
Yeah.
But then is that only in the beginning? Because that's my question. Like, does your mom, like, for example, let's say since they got married, it's, like, your mom covers the kitchen. Does she still, like, cover appliances for the kitchen? No. Okay. So that's just in the beginning.
Like, just in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. Then that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, back to everything. I wanted to touch up on one last point. Was that, you know, when we were like, when I was watching the video, like American men versus Russian men and everything. Like, as much as, you know, like, I'm rooting for the Russian men, to be honest, because they get me. You know, like, this is just how we are. I also understand that American men and the American society has kind of like dried these people's wallets up so much that it just makes it so hard to have only one and sole provider in the house. It's so hard. Like, you have mortgage, you have student loans, you have taxes, medical bills, taxes. Taxes is crazy. I don't know how Russian taxes work, to be honest, but taxes in the US is crazy. So like all these things naturally add up that it just essentially leaves these men to being like, no, I do need a support system when I'm paying my bills. Like, I don't think I can cover them myself. And as much as like I think in my eyes, like, oh, you know, a man should cover for everything and whatever, unfortunately their way of life does not equal a less masculine man.
Yeah, I
in
know.
My opinion.
No, I feel like the way they talked made them
the way they spoke.
Yeah. Because, like, okay, khalas, like, let's, like, I don't know. I feel like, again, as a man, you're a provider. At least you would want to provide.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I think you're born with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, if you're getting disgusted by the question and being like, no, she has to pay, she's not a child, she's blah blah blah, I'm like, okay, brother, like, I see how you are as a person.
Yeah,
because they
could have very stingy.
Yeah, because they could have easily been like, I would have loved to provide for like my wife or my girlfriend or whatever,
but right now I can't.
But right now I can't.
Yeah, but yeah, their reaction was very much like, ew, they like, were so, who does that? Yeah. Which yeah, makes them appear like...
Would you ever tell your husband how much you're making?
No.
Why?
No way. That's for me. Sorry. Sorry, I guess. But that's for me to know only. I don't know. I feel like... I've just always grown up to like... The woman just doesn't share her salary.
Mm.
And it's just for her. Because anyway, that money is for her. And however she chooses to spend it, whether it's on the house or on herself or on the kids or on you, that's how she pleases.
Yeah. My mom told me, like, such a good point for why the woman should never tell her husband.
What is
or
it?
At least not, like, not in a, like, not tell him. Or, like, first, she told me, don't lie. And second of all, don't hide. But, like, keep it on the low key. And she said that because... like the man will start losing his drive to do better, because if you know, if he feels like he's the, if he feels like he's doing 100%, right, or like 90-10, not even 70-30, 90-10, he would be like, oh my god, like I need to you know, work harder, I need to provide more, like my family depends on me. But if you tell
him, it's like the sense of responsibility.
If you start telling him, he'll be like, oh, my family depends on me and my wife.
Oh,
so he would like lay back a bit,
and he would start taking advantage of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that she said that, she told me that, and I was like, that's actually like kind understandable. Of
that,
And then, what else did she say? And she said like, oh yeah, and she also said that he will start forgetting how to treat you as a wife, because like, for example, you know. Maybe one day he'll go and he'll get you flowers.
Yeah.
Or he'll be like, oh my god, I saw this really nice necklace or this really nice bracelet and I decided to get it for you.
Yeah.
Like those, like,
you know, small gifts. Small
action of...
Acts of service.
Acts of service. Yeah. Or like, oh, that stuff. Or like, oh, I booked you a massage. Then yeah. Be like, oh, she has the money. If she wants it, she'll get it.
Mm.
Subconsciously. Like
without meaning it.
Without meaning it. He just, like,
he becomes relaxed. He becomes comfortable. Yeah. He's like you said.
Oh yeah, like my wife Khalas, like if she needs something, she'll get it for herself.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't think about it like, oh, let me get this for her. Maybe she doesn't have the money. So true. Yeah.
That is actually so true. Khalas, they just become relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all to do with mindset and the kind of man that you're marrying, you know, because maybe he might be like, oh, okay, she's hardworking, but I still want to offer her a life where she doesn't even want to work in the first place, you know, where like, khalas, I just can cover everything and everything's good and dandy and whatever. But like, again, okay, I don't want us to sound like stingy girls, because like, okay, that's mahalas, something could happen, like God forbid, something could happen. And then maybe he might struggle to, like, pay the bills and you might need to step up.
Yeah.
This is why I still believe, like, okay, you should still be a contributor in the house, but not 100%.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think in my eyes, in both of our eyes, it's like we would still want a person who, even during that dip, is still hardworking.
Yes.
And, you know, because you never know. Like, you might end up making more money than him. You can't really control that. That's just how life works sometimes. But like, at least he has that mentality where it's like, okay, I'm not satisfied being in this position. I want to still be better. I want to still be higher. Like, I don't want to make you the breadwinner.
Yes.
I want to be the provider. That's what I think.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you don't know. Life could happen.
Yeah.
And you might need to be the one to step up. And that's fine temporarily. But like, you don't want to be with someone who just gets lazy and comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing. Sorry. It's going to get so mad at me. Basically, one last thing. I saw this one TikTok where it was this girl basically telling her husband, oh, I can't pay the mortgage this month. And he's like, well, I don't want to go into work. Why don't you pick up more shifts? And I thought that was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I saw that video too.
I thought that was crazy. Yeah. And we're just going to wrap it up there.
See, that's when men become more relaxed.
Yeah. And we don't want relaxed men.
We don't want relaxed men.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
And inshallah, we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye-bye.